U.S. citizens born in Jerusalem to finally have Israel listed on their passports. By Deborah Danan on October 28, 2020. The Trump administration plans to announce that passports of U.S. citizens born in Jerusalem may now also mention Israel as the country of birth. The State Department's long-standing policy currently recognizes that Jerusalem, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip are territories whose final status must be determined by negotiations, according to its website, and as such only the city of birth is allowed to be mentioned. The expected change will take place in the coming days before the U.S. election, and according to Politico could help President Donald Trump draw out evangelical Christians and pro-Israel supporters to vote for him. The news comes hours after Israel and the U.S. signed an agreement extending scientific cooperation to apply to Israeli institutions in the West Bank and the Golan Heights, in a move seen by some as a precursor to U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank. The existing agreements contained a clause that said cooperation may not be conducted in geographical areas which came under the administration of the State of Israel after June 5, 1967, and may not relate to subjects primarily pertinent to such areas. These geographic restrictions are no longer consistent with U.S. policy, an embassy statement said. Under the proposed new passport policy, U.S. citizens will be able to choose to have either Jerusalem, Israel, or just Jerusalem. In December 2017, Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and subsequently moved the U.S. embassy there. Friedman has long called for the passport policy to be aligned with recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo last year said a policy change was under consideration. The question of how to list Jerusalem in U.S. passports sparked a 2015 Supreme Court ruling after a family with dual citizenship sued the State Department for not allowing Israel to be included on the passport. The court decision ruled that the president, not Congress, had the executive authority to determine the recognition of the city in question. The Jerusalem Post quoted Jerusalem Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, Flor Hassan Nahum, as saying, "We are happy that today the U.S. has kept its promise to Israel and completed the process of recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. American citizens born in our capital city will finally be able to have Israel written as their country of birth. It is long overdue, and we are grateful to President Trump and Ambassador Friedman for their leadership on this," Hassan Nahum said.